I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A large blue frame installed at Garden of the Gods last week has been removed after days of sustained outcry from Colorado Springs residents. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brunell has more.
The 12-foot-tall frame stood for less than a week at the High Point Overlook parking lot. In that time, it generated substantial backlash, including a petition to remove it, signed by more than 20,000 people. A crew took down the frame Monday morning. Colorado Springs resident Fred Dodd was there to watch.
It was an eyesore. You know, this is such a beautiful place. We don't need something like that sticking out. You know, so I'm glad it's gone.
In an emailed statement, the city acknowledged the execution of the project had been, quote, flawed, saying it focused too heavily on tourists and not enough on the experience of local residents at the park. The city says the frame will eventually be relocated. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
The Justice Department says a Colorado agricultural company accused of discriminating against U.S. workers in favor of foreign visa workers has agreed to pay $10,500 to settle a lawsuit. Loveland-based Crop Production Services will also pay nearly $19,000 in lost wages to the workers. The department sued the company in September, claiming it refused to hire at least three seasonal U.S. workers at its rice breeding site in El Campo, Texas last year. Under Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the Justice Department has made an effort to crack down on companies that favor foreign visa workers in hiring. It says it's launched more than 40 investigations and settled one other case since February. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.